Interested in some easy steps to take advantage of technology to run a best practice accounts payable operation? Stick around.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi, I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and I want to talk to you today about accounts payable best practices and the role technology is playing in 2021 and will play in the coming years. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about running out and spending a ton of money on new technology. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking a little bit about a change of mindset. I believe the evidence is irrefutable. Paper has to go. Now, for some, this will mean a change in process and others a change in mindset. But I have to tell you, I believe we all have been inching towards this for some time, and many of us have taken more steps when we realize, because we're inching along, okay? I'm not talking necessarily about out-and-out AP automation. And in fact, I have today to share with you three simple tips, which I believe anyone can take to get away from the paper, if you will, and it won't cost you a red cent. But before I get to those three tips, real quickly, I want to invite you to subscribe to the channel and ring that bell at the top to be notified whenever we post new episodes, which we do two or three times a week. Now, to those three simple steps, or as I like to call them, the three tips. Number one, and I think this is a biggie, and again, it won't cost you anything, insist that all your invoices are sent electronically. By this, I mean either using an automation solution or emailing invoices. Those who had taken this step already had a much easier time when COVID hit because they didn't have to worry about how are we going to get our invoices to pay our vendors. Now, I talk a little bit more about invoice receiving best practices in a different episode, and we will have a link to that up to the right momentarily. The next step is to move away from paper checks, those god-awful paper checks, which are inefficient and very expensive, much more expensive than you realize. You can do this by moving more payments, if you will, just to the company credit card, maybe raising the limit a little bit on that or putting more items towards the company credit card, and also, of course, ACH. There've been a lot of innovations in the payment world. For example, same day ACH is one of them. Also, we're seeing a number of organizations, a small number, not a large number, and only for a very small number of payments, start to use what we call instant payments or real-time payments. And you can expect to see a lot more of that, or at least more of that, maybe not a lot more, but more of that in the coming years, especially after 2023, if the Fed gets involved, which it looks like that's going to happen. Okay, and tip number three, it's simply learn. You want to learn about all these new technologies that are out there because they're coming our way, and a little knowledge can go a long way. So what am I talking about? If you're at a large company or you're dealing with a large company, I think it's imperative that you learn about blockchain, okay? Not necessarily Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, but blockchain has a lot of applications in the B2B space. You want to understand AI, RPA, and also some of the new payment technologies, like I mentioned earlier, instant payments, real-time payments, things like Venmo, Zelle. Yes, they are in the consumer space, but they are seeping in, like a lot of other things, into the business world. And don't forget, Excel has some exciting new features that are built into it, Google Sheets also, and in some cases, they're even starting to incorporate AI. They've got a long way to go on that front. They're not going to take over your job, but it is something that we need to be learning about, all of us. And again, it doesn't cost a dime for you to do this, okay? And so we've become very interested in this topic, and we realize how important it is. And for that reason, AP Now is going to sponsor something that we call AP Technology Week in June. And you're all invited. Now, before I start talking about that, and I actually do want to talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind, I just want to remind you that when we talk about new technologies, Many experts estimate that about 80% of the new jobs that are coming out of these new technologies are not for programmers and coders and people like that, but they are for people who know how to use the technologies and apply them to current business processes. That's where most of the new jobs are coming from. And that's, again, one of those things where a little knowledge goes a long way and you're perfectly suited for it. And this is where hopefully AP Technology Week will help a little bit. It won't take you all the way, but it'll help a little bit. So I recently heard a saying, which I thought was brilliant. And the saying went like this: you can't stop the wave, but you can learn how to surf. But that's what our mission, if you will. We want to teach you to surf the accounts payable technology waves. And that's what AP Technology Week is all about. So first of all, AP Technology Week will run from June 14th to June 18th. And as I said earlier, everyone is welcome. And what it will be is each day we'll have a number of resources. We'll have some ebooks, we have some white papers, might even have a checklist or two to give away. And we're going to have a panel discussion. We're going to bring together some of the leading experts in industry, some of the real thought leaders, to discuss the issues. Now, we're also going to have a focus each day. So we're not going to spend 5 days of the week, if you will, talking about invoice automation. Although when you talk about accounts payable, that certainly is an important topic. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus one day on fraud, another day on payments, another day on automation, one day on expense reporting, and a last day on what I call audit, which by audit, I mean analytical stuff, looking for duplicate payments, looking for erroneous payments, things of that nature. So different focus each day, and each day we'll have one panel discussion, which you're all invited to, and some resources, which we'll give away. The panel discussions will take place on YouTube at 12 noon Eastern time each day. And you can join in. If you want to join in the conversation, not only watch it, but if you want to comment or ask questions, we'll have the panelists standing by, if you will, to comment. Just make sure you're logged into a YouTube account or a Google account. That's what they require. And if you can't make those times or you want to rewatch some of the brilliance they bring to you, you'll just use the same link afterwards. So how can you know about this? Well, you can go to the AP Now channel on YouTube and watch it there. You can also register, and we'll be sending out emails every day to remind you to say, here's the link for today's discussion. Probably be sending it out about 45 minutes before the discussion goes live. And we'll also have a link to those other resources that I talked about. So you can download them, the white papers, the ebooks, and hopefully a checklist or two. The link for you to register for AP Technology Week is in the show notes below. So I hope you'll join us. And if you're interested in technology and accounts payable, you might also like episode 79 on invoice automation surprises. A link to that should show up to the left momentarily.